Need for statistical analysis. Data must be organized and compiled into a format useful for analysis and decision-making. In this way, data provide frontline personnel with the information about infection prevention trends necessary for improving IPC practices such as hand hygiene. Statistics involves collecting, organizing, and analyzing data and drawing conclusions about the meaning of the data. Statistics can loosely be defined as a tool to aid in organizing and summarizing data, to communicate findings clearly and meaningfully to others, to make inferences about data. The strength of the association between cause and effect is determined by computing statistical tests. Key point: data are useful only if they can be turned into comprehensible and actionable information. IPs must become familiar with the various methods for data analysis. The IP should share their findings with relevant stakeholders throughout the surveillance process, not only at the end of the surveillance program, but also during its course. This may happen on request at prearranged times and briefings, or when a change arises that necessitates an adjustment to the surveillance program. A considerable amount of data may be gathered, depending on the scope of the surveillance program and the size of the healthcare facility, and presenting the data to stakeholders in a raw form is an ineffective way to convey findings. In addition to analysis of surveillance data, IPs need to understand how much reliance to place on published research studies, and this requires understanding how to interpret statistical information provided by the authors. The IP's role in analysis of statistics. If the healthcare facility is conducting surveillance or considering initiating a new policy/procedure or modifying an existing one related to IPC based on evidence-based literature, the IP has some research to do. Some of the questions to be answered related to statistical analysis include: are the findings statistically significant? Was the sample size large enough to demonstrate a difference if there is one? Are the groups being compared truly similar? Is this applicable to the population at this facility?